the last few weeks has certainly been a perplexing time in American civilization. I mean, the same crowd that was certain November's Democratic blue wave would be the first act in a two-punch that, coupled with the Mueller report, would take down the least presidential person ever to occupy the Oval Office, now seems profoundly deflated as Trump's handpicked attorney general managed to so delay the special counsel's report with his disingenuous supposed summary that even if the full report ever becomes available, it will be trapped in a partisan battle. While the possibility of a successful Trump re-election bid seems more and more real these days, despite the growing recognition that while 3 years of Trumpism deeply damaged the United States, 8 years will most probably finish up the dear old lady. Meanwhile, many Democrats, like a patient in denial, have reflexively thrown themselves into an obsessive crusade to find the perfect candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. Indeed, the very idea that Democrats would need a super perfect candidate to beat a disaster like Donald Trump is itself a sad commentary on the state of America today. And yet the battle has been engaged between variously defined progressives and the party's somewhat more centrist mainstream, that is, between those whose voices tend to be loudest in primaries and of late on social media, and the larger, more centrist Democratic coalition. Certainly an attractive diversion, given how much the contest offers a sense of normalcy, squaring off against each other in little blocks. Those enthusiastic for a Biden or Bernie, Inslee or Warren. But in so many ways, the familiar battle over the Democratic nomination, over the ideological soul of the Democratic Party, so comforting in its familiarity, might end up being the death knell of American civilization, because these are not normal times. Indeed, the best advice these days is to channel the former Republican icon, Ronald Reagan, who was so fond of warning that one should never speak ill of another Republican. Good advice at any time, but these days critical, because anything that weakens the ability of the Democratic Party to reunite after the primaries is likely to lead to a far greater loss than merely another election, given that we are no longer faced with yesterday's Republican Party, a party that was once filled with folks just as committed to the rule of law and constitutional norms as the Democrats. But sadly, that party has been dead for quite some time, transformed by a congenital fascist with no obvious commitment to any of the norms of American civilization, into an administration that has clearly shown its preference for surrounding itself with temporary cabinet members beholden only to the president himself, rather than also to the Senate that traditionally confirms them, all the while expanding the domination of America by its most self-interested corporate elites. Indeed, the signs are all there for those more familiar with the norms of international authoritarianism than American, of an administration absolutely committed to perpetuating its own power, which suggests that those who are more interested in America's future than merely the next election cycle need to take a longer view, working not only to defeat Trump in 2020, but to check his power even if he prevails by putting more of that energy swirling around the presidential candidates into building a system to check Trumpism, whether their leader prevails next year or not, that is working even more energetically to strengthen the Democratic hold over the House and retake the Senate. Sure, it's not as sexy as chatting about Pete's language proficiency or Warren's DNA, not as socially correct as challenging Biden's ever too touchy political style. But the fact of the matter is, none of those individuals really matter in the long run. What matters is whether we will retain some semblance of American civilization as we have known her, or fall prey to the theocratically minded nationalist authoritarian oligarchy of the moneyed elite that Trump seems so enthusiastic to permanently empower.